If you're looking to buy a new house, you are most likely going to consult with a mortgage professional, sometimes through a bank or a credit union, and sometimes with a mortgage broker. Now, of course, the broker should get paid, does get paid, but how do they get paid? And how does that compensation affect the products they sell? Mortgage broker Jason Armstrong is here to talk to us about how that actually works and how some potential conflicts of interests can arise. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Bruce.
So let's start with the very basics. At its simplest, in its simplest way, how does a mortgage broker get paid?
So once the file has been funded, the lender who has funded the file pays us our mortgage brokerage compensation, and then part of that compensation gets paid to us directly.
So if I have borrowed, say, $400,000, whatever, if it's say $500,000, how much does your firm get?
So that depends on several different factors.
Okay. Give me the simple answer because we're going to get into more detail.
So an easy calculation would be 1% of that. So on a $500,000 mortgage, we're going to make approximately $5,000.
Okay. Now, there's lots of nuance, and that really is the essence of our conversation here. You wrote an opinion piece on this topic, and you argued that mortgage brokers can't be unbiased or impartial. Why is that?
Because we have a direct impact on how much commission we make depending on the product that we do sell. So you asked how much commission we'd make on a $500,000 mortgage. Well, that depends on several different factors, right? So if that's a five-year term, we're going to make a little bit more than if it was a two-year term.
So the four that you flagged, term, lender, conditions, and rate. So let's start with term. Five-year is definitely the most common. Why would a mortgage broker – what would be – the downside to a borrower to get anything less than a five-year? Tell me about the disconnect, the potential disconnect between that being where the mortgage broker will make the most money and what wouldn't work so well for the borrower.
So if the interest rates are on a decline, then you want to go into a shorter term mortgage, a 2 or 3 year term, so you're not locked in for a longer period of time. But in nowadays, when the mortgage rates are on the incline, you actually want to look at that five-year term as a positive because now you're locking in before the rates do go up, if they do go up. But nobody has that magic ball to understand fully whether they're going to increase or decrease.
What's the difference ballpark in comp on a two-year versus a five-year?
About 50%.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. So it's pretty significant.
Exactly.
How do mortgage brokers get trained in working with clients to balance the needs that they have and the comp that they're offered from lenders?
So a lot of that will be depending on the firm or brokerage that you work with. So each brokerage will have their own independent training sessions. Mortgage Professionals Canada, one of our associations, does their training as well. And your local teams as well will do additional training.
The second factor is lender. There is a perception out there that mortgage brokers shop around. They shop from coast to coast to coast. They're shopping around for the best deal for you. What you're saying is that some mortgage brokers work primarily with one, maybe two different lenders. And they do that, I assume, because they want to hit volume bonuses for a particular reason for additional comp. Tell us why a mortgage broker wouldn't shop around from coast to coast to coast and would work with a shorter list of lenders.
Yeah, a lot of it comes down to product knowledge, right? So I don't have the resources available, and most brokers don't have the resources available to know every single product offered by every single lender. So this year, I've worked with approximately 7 different lenders, and I don't know every single lender's unique products. So I can't really say that I shop around to every lender available. I shop around to the lenders that I'm aware of, and I know their products intimately.
What about the volume thing?
So we are compensated more heavily if we send volume to a particular lender.
Right. And does that – you get an email with this month's special. If you send us $1 million worth of business, we'll give you a free Hatchimal.
Yeah. So
and a pizza party.
So every lender is going to be different with how they calculate their volume bonuses. So some lenders, for example, will have an annual commitment that we reach, and some lenders will have different promotions given their seasonality of their financing.
So how do you determine which ones you're going to work with and which ones you aren't going to work with?
So it's much easier to work with a niche product. So I do a lot of refinances. So as a result, there's only a couple lenders that are really, really competitive in the refinance space. So some brokers are really heavily into rental properties, right? So they'll deal with a couple of different lenders that I may never deal with.
Mm. Conditions is one of the other factors, which can be really important to a borrower. Things like prepayments or break fees or payment vacations. How does that link to compensation?
So it links to compensation, and it's kind of connected with the rate, right? So we can offer a stripped out mortgage based on very little conditions. So my particular mortgage is what I refer to as a low rate basic, right? So I have very, very few conditions included in that. I can port the mortgage, but I can't refinance with a different lender. I can only pay out the mortgage in full. It has a bona fide sales clause. So if I sell that property, I can pay the mortgage out. But otherwise, I'm fairly limited on what I can do. It tends to have a lower rate with the same amount of commission associated to that, right? So if I'm competing against another broker, I have the ability to say, well, I can beat that rate, but they may not fully understand that I'm beating that because I'm stripping out some of their flexibility.
I see.
And long-term implications of that.
The last variable is rate, which I know is where many people start and they get super focused on the rate. How does the rate link to comp?
So standard products that we're offering will give us the full rate full commission from a particular lender. We have the ability to reduce our commission at a cost of our commission.
Right. So what would have you do that? Is it the weeping client, the demanding client, the client you like, the client you feel sorry for, the client who's going to bring you an extra couple million dollars of business because they're such a good referral generator?
So every broker is going to be a little bit different in the service and the value that they add to the client. There are a lot of brokers that have a business based solely on volume that they buy down a lot of the rates. So they are competitive on the rate, right? Where I try to add a little bit more value and to my customer and don't necessarily buy down that rate.
This, your opinion piece appeared in Mortgage Broker News. What sort of feedback have you gotten on it from your peers?
I've gotten positive and negative feedback.
What's been the negative?
Well, it's a very controversial topic. Anytime that we're questioning commission and compensation, some people think that it's attacking them. When I don't believe that it's attacking anybody, I just think that if you're offering a value to your clients, what does the commission matter, right? It shouldn't really make any difference.
And you no longer track it in your practice.
Correct.
How did you, what was the insight that had you make that choice?
Because I don't want to make a decision that impacts my commission one way or another. I want to make the decision that's best for the client, regardless of how much I'm going to make on that file.
What advice would you give to your very best friend in the world who's looking for a mortgage, who for whatever reason is unable to work with you? So they are only coming to you for whispered pieces of advice on how to find the best mortgage for them in all of those variables that you've talked about. What advice would you have? Because all of my listeners are going out there into the great, wild, wonderful world and trying to do this on their own.
Ask the right questions. Do a little bit of homework. Don't hesitate to give me a call because I don't always have the best product for that customer, and I will send them back to the location that does have the best product.
Interesting. Jason, thanks very much for your insight. We appreciate it.
Thank you kindly.
Jason Armstrong is a mortgage broker. He was here to talk about how mortgage brokers get compensated and the potential for conflicts of interest.